Well, here we are at the end of 2021, and we're standing on the precipice of the new year. This time last year, we were beginning a new journey and opening up to the idea of recording my daily reading and thoughts and inviting people along. However, what I thought was going to be a simple process turned into a major production. Rather than taking 45 minutes to produce an episode, they were stretching into the multiple hour range as I was spending more and more time crafting my thoughts so they weren't just a jumble of ums and probably some bad theology as I worked through the massive chunks of scripture that we were reading on the fly. And that was all before I got a job. Yeah, that's right. I started this whole podcast while I was unemployed and searching for a job. But once I found that job, time was even more of a premium. I kept up the schedule for close to a month, but eventually I was just exhausted. And the thing that was supposed to be energizing and spirit-filled had become just a draining chore. And God is not glorified by me going through the motions and doing something just because I have a bunch of people listening and expecting me to do it. I started this podcast as a way for me to grow deeper in my walk with Christ. And somewhere along the way, it became a stumbling block in that walk. So, I had a choice to either continue on and grow the podcast, which was exciting, or to stop and to make sure that my heart was right. So I chose to stop because I would rather glorify God in my failures than forget about Him in my successes. I'm very thankful for all of you and for all of the hours that you spent with me reading and thinking about God's Word this year. I would not trade it for anything. And I look forward to 2022 and continuing on at a slower pace. I know the podcast is called Daily Bible Reading, but I think that weekly is a little bit more of my speed right now with family and church and work. I want to finish this year's worth of readings, so I'm going to keep using the reading plan as a guide for where we're going. My thought is that once these 365 readings are completed, then there will be an episode for every day of the year, and this podcast will be able to be listened to over and over again by new people who want to experience the majesty of God's Word. Thank you for being here with me during 2021. I wish you a Merry Christmas and look forward to a Happy New Year with you.